but yeah, if you do you happen to have the Signal app for messaging? We've got a 3D printing group going on that we ask each other questions and stuff and help us solve our problems.
I do indeed.
Okay, we'll have to get you added to the group. It's just a few local hams that we've got a group going. Let me see. Send me an email, VictorEcho7, PapaTangoJuliet@gmail.com, with your information, and we'll get you added to that group.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I'm making a Highland cow for the first print, so, and I do know that I have to keep these things humidity controlled because they're hydroscopic, I believe it is. So everything's in Ziploc bags and double folded into with the the air sucked out of it. So hopefully that'll help with the silicone package in it.
Yeah, that's the best way to keep it. I had bought a bunch of those Ziploc bags with the and it had the little vacuum that came with it that you clipped onto it, sucked all the air out. But I found that it didn't the air didn't last. It didn't stay sealed all the time. You'd come back in a few days, and sometimes some of the bags would start filling up full of air. So that's why I bought. That's why I bought these big containers, and I just throw it in there with a bunch of desiccant, and seems to be doing the job.
Yeah, very good. I guess I should have clarified. No, I have a commercial size vacuum sealer, so I just dump them on there and just close it down, let it suck everything out of it, and it seals up, like almost like they're came in their own packaging.
Well, that's perfect. Sounds much better than what I had got off of Amazon. So yeah, that's the best way to do it for sure. So it doesn't. If you notice your filament starting to get a little bit stringy, then throw it in the. If you have a dryer, a filament dryer, put it in the filament dryer, dry it out. That's the number one sign that you've got moisture in your filament is it starts to get all stringy.
Oh, good to know. I mean, I don't know which, if you're using the A1 or the bamboo or some type, but they don't come with very much instructions on how to use them. It's all word of mouth, I'm finding.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of YouTube videos and bugging people who have the same printer. I've got the P1S, the Bamboo Lab P1S, which is the with the one AMS for now, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, this AMS is it's a four spool AMS, and then I have another one, a single spool on top. The single spool I have to change out if I want to go to just one color at this point. Unless I can figure out how to use it. I'm still trying to figure out how to remove those silica tubes off the feeder, though.
You're talking the tubes that the filament run through? Right at the end where it plugs in, there should be a something you can push down, and there's a ring around the... usually a different color. There's a ring around the fitting that you push down, and the tube just pops right out.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that information, my friend. I won't keep tie up the air here, but I'll send you an email as well. So it's VE7PTJ@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And, we'll get that email, and then we'll get you we'll get you added into the group. And yeah, ask away. We're always that's why we started the group, for questions and possibly some bulk filament orders. If you do bulk orders, of course you get the filament cheaper, so we're probably going to be doing that as well.
Well, that's good to know, my friend. Thank you very much for including me in the group, and I'll send off the email right now. Thank you. 7-3.
Okay, no problem at all, Rob. We'll get you at it. And, yeah, 3D printing, great hobby. Goes hand in hand with ham radio, that's for sure. Okay, you have a great day. Look forward to getting your email, and we'll get you added into that group. Okay, scrolling down to my flag, we were at Adam, so let's give him another call. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Golf.
Tango Echo Victor.
Okay, give me one sec, put a flag down there. Tango Echo Victor. Tom, go ahead.
Good morning again, Paul. Maybe you're aware of it, but I was just checking your YouTube feed there, and on the receive end, you're getting 130 hertz hum, so there's like an AC hum coming through at the first harmonic there. It's not covering up the receive, but it's definitely present.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, I'm taking the audio. My audio is coming through the speaker on the microphone, but the audio feed from the radio is coming directly from the radio into the computer. So I will have to I'll have to check that out.
Okay, Roger, Roger. There you go. Nice little rabbit hole for you for later on today. Okay, thanks, Paul. You have a great day. VA7 Tango, welcome, Victor.
Okay, Tom, appreciate that, and I'll have to look into that, see what's happening. Okay, I'm scrolling back down. Now we're on to Tex, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango.
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango, good morning, and how are you?
Oh, we're doing a lot better now than I was this morning, that's for sure. My voice was really giving out this morning, but it is much better now. How are you doing today, Tex?
Not bad. Just trying to see what I can do on the HF bands, but there's activity, but good noise for at times.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at, I gotta take my glasses off to see that. Yeah, there's not much happening for live spots for FT8 on Ham Clock. A lot of 10-meter stuff coming in from South America, but that is about it.
Yeah, I've got 312 meters. Oh, it just changed, but not all that much on Ham Clock, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looks 20. Looks like it's picking up a bit. There are 380 spots, I think that says, and then 17 meters with 481 and 10 with 582. So it's down a little, but hopefully conditions will get better throughout the day.
Yeah, I was on. I'm on sideband. I was on 20. I'm on 17 now, and. And it's kind of barren, and 10 meters, there is nothing whatsoever.
Oh, hopefully things will pick up, but 20 should pick up this afternoon. And that should be, that's always a good band.
We do kind of got a little bored, but I'm waiting to get a 9700, and then I can... talk out of the ham shack on it.
Oh, that'll be nice to get for sure.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good match for my 7300.
Yeah, most definitely. Are you going to get the 1.2 gigahertz, or does it come with it? Or does it come with it already, or do you have to buy the module for it?
No, it comes already with it.
Oh, perfect. That'll be nice.
And then I got a GP9 coming for it as well for an antenna.
Oh, right on. Yeah, you're going to have a heck of a setup, that's for sure. Okay, Tex, thanks for being there this morning. I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. You have yourself a great day, 7-3.
7-3, thank you for hosting the net.
It's my pleasure. I definitely enjoy it. Hey, let's see if Chris is around. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Hotel. Little extra space there just in case she's coming in via Echo Link. Okay, that brings us down to Richard, Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Unicorn.
Good morning, this is Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Unicorn, Richard out in Surrey. I heard something about snow from the ground in Chilliwack. Okay, anyways, don't think we have any here. All is well, no other traffic.
Yeah, that was interesting to hear there was snow out in Chilliwack, that's for sure. As long as most of it stays out in the Fraser Valley, I'll be happy. I should say that. I do like snow. I love watching the snow fall. It's relaxing, nice and peaceful. It's just when you have to go out and shovel it or drive in it. I don't mind driving in it. It's the other people that I don't like. Okay. Richard, you have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Excuse me, next up we have Jason, Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform.
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform. So snow would sound great. The only reason I'm okay with it is because I don't have to drive anywhere, but I'm sure if anyone had to drive in it, then it wouldn't be great, but it would be good for me. So, anyway, I'll say 7-3.
Okay, Jason, yep, that's how I feel too. Okay, you have a great day, and I see you're a new ham as of November 2025, so congratulations. So I didn't recognize the call sign. I haven't had the pleasure to speak with you yet. So congratulations on that, and welcome to the hobby. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7-3. And that brings us down to the bottom of the list. Let's see if Paul is around. Victor Alpha 7, excuse me, Zulu Tango. Okay, nothing heard, so that brings us to the bottom of the list. So this is Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa. Name here is Paul with the Rainbow Country Net, looking for late or missed. Victor Echo 7, Zulu Tango X-Ray.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo.
Okay, we got a couple of Zulus in there. Let's see, Zulu Tango X-Ray. Lloyd, go ahead.
Well, thanks so much. Yep, Victor Echo 7, Zulu Tango X-Ray here up near UBC. Just enjoying a calm morning. Got the day off, thankfully. But I got a lot of things on my list to do. So first off, of course, I was listening to the net, and then I'm on to do some stuff for the car and fix up the house and all sorts of other good things. But really enjoying the net, and 73's to all on here.
Well, sounds good, Lloyd. At least you've got the priorities straight. First thing on the list is listen to the Rainbow Country Net. Good stuff. And, yeah, isn't it always the case on your days off? You're usually busier than you are when you have to work. But, oh, well, at least you can do it at your own pace, your own time. Have a good one, Lloyd. I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up on the list, we have Zulu Foxtrot Romeo, and that would be Valentin. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, thank you for taking my check-in. My voice is a little bit weird today. I've been sick for the last few days, and so I sound kind of weird probably. Oh, man, I hope this virus or whatever goes away soon. I hate being sick. All right, nothing else to report here.